We continue with Surah Al-Jathiyah, and this is the 45th Surah of the Noble Quran. In this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who have made their own whims and fancies their deity. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, have you seen such people that they have fallen to that level that they have taken their own whims and fancies as their deity, those who make their base desires their ruler and their God and follow the desires, it leads them astray. There can be no other outcome other than that. And these are obviously the non-believers, the unbelievers, who claim that their desires and their objects, you know, they don't claim that, but they simply, that is what they're doing. And the Quran terms for following your desires as worshipping your desires. And anyone who obeys all that his whims and fancies prompts him towards, then that person has really made his desires his deity. And we need to ask ourselves in our own lives that to what extent do we even go about crushing our desires and not following. Now, there's obviously those desires that are allowed and those that may be permitted and those that are against the Sharia. And that is what we're talking about, not just following your passions, even if it is against the Sharia. And that is what will lead you to destruction. Sayyidina Abu Umama, radiallahu anhu, said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, of all the deities worship under the on the face of this earth, the most detestable one in the sight of Allah is Hawa. That is selfish desires. There's also hadith by Sayyidina Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu anhu that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a wise man is he who keeps his desires under control and works for life after death. And a selfish one is one who runs after his desires and yet expects the best in the year after. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now then, in yet another narration, it's also mentioned by Sayyidina Sahl ibn Abdullah at-Tusturi radiallahu anhu, said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in fact he said it himself, that your ailment is your selfish desires, and if you oppose them, it will turn into your cure. So we need to ask ourselves that as to what extent are we following our desires. And those who follow their desires, they are the ones who say, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. Now, there is nothing but our life in this world, that we die, we live, and nothing but time destroys us. There is nothing more. وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهَرِ. But nothing but time destroys us. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have no knowledge thereof. They are merely guessing. They are saying that there is nothing but this worldly life. There is no basis to this. There is only a world in which we live and die, that is what they say. They think that it's like a vegetation sprouting out after rain, and when there's drought it all dries up and withers away. Man's condition should be understood in the same light, that there comes a time when he's born, he then lives until a specific time. It's a passage of time that puts an end to him. It's a system of Allah that life and death comes over, but we believe in the life after death. In other words, time is time, and people curse time. وَمَا هُوَ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They curse time, they say evil things about time. They say all sorts of things. Some refer to time as being wretched. We do not refer to time being wretched, because it is Allah who has created time. Allah has created time. And in a hadith it is stated that not speak ill of time, because Allah is time. When a person speaks ill of time, he does so with the intention that the events of time are attributed to time. In actual fact, the events of time occur with the will and the taqdeer, the predetermination of Allah. So by speaking ill of time, it is therefore tantamount to insolence against Allah Ta'ala. May Allah protect us from that. So we need to stay away from that type of behavior. And we need to stay clear of that. وَمَا هُوَ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. They have no knowledge thereof. They are merely guessing. That is what the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has outlined to us. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى لَهُمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ مَا كَانَ حُجَّتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا ائْتُوا بِآبَائِنَا. And when our clear verses are read to them, they have no proof. They have no proof to say that these are not worthy. All they can say is, قَالُوا U'tu bi'abaina in kuntum sadiqin. They say, bring forth our forefathers if you are truthful. So what do these disbelievers say? That in order to challenge Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they say that if you say you are a true prophet, then bring back to life our forefathers who have passed away before us. Only then will we accept you. Now, this is a futile challenge. How can you challenge a Nabi to do that which is not in his capacity? And that is the response that comes from Allah, that قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say that Allah alone gives you life, and then He will cause you to die, and He will gather you on the day of resurrection. And there is no doubt therein. However, many people do not understand that if Allah gave you life once, then He caused you to die, then what is so difficult for Him to give you life a second time and gather you all together at once? That is not something that is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows exactly what is happening, what is transpiring, and He can then bring you back to life. And وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah alone belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth. وَيَوْمَ تَقُمُ السَّاتُ يَوْمَ إِذِي يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. The day when the resurrection will be established, on that day the liars will be destroyed. That when they are disgraced and humiliated, that is when they will come to know the end, what was the end result of the lying. It is a very, very frightening day. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً. You will see every nation sitting on its knees. Every nation, كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. Every nation will be summoned to its record. And will be said, الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Today you will be requited of all what you used to do. Today you will be requited of all you used to do. So that is what will really happen on the day of Qiyamah.